Science attempts to explain the empirical world in terms of natural law and natural processes. Trivial Pursuit. It is hard to see how anything like a reasonably serious dispute about what is and isn't science could be settled just by appealing to a definition. One thinks this would work only if the original query were really a verbal question, but the question would be trivial, like the question whether there are any married bachelors. Philosopher Alvin Plantinga. Methodological Naturalism. Advocates of this position distinguish between methodological and metaphysical naturalism. The latter is materialistic philosophy, the view that nature is all that exists, and God and spirit are imaginary. The former is supposedly just a statement about an inherent limitation on the scientific method, rather than a description of the whole of reality. Nevertheless, defining science as the search for natural explanations leads to serious problems. First, miracles might really happen. Laboratory experiments generally focus on phenomena that obey natural regularities, for which appeals to miracle would be inappropriate. But if God does work miracles, whether in the present or in the past, we would be seriously mistaken to insist that they can be explained by natural regularities. Acts of God that take place in the real world would have objective effects, and if methodological naturalism prevents us from even considering an essential element in their causation, but claims to lead to the truth, then it is the same as metaphysical naturalism. According to philosopher Alvin Plantinga, if you exclude the supernatural from science, then if the world or some phenomena within it are supernaturally caused, as most of the world's people believe, you won't be able to reach that truth scientifically. Observing methodological naturalism thus hamstrings science by precluding science from reaching what would be an enormously important truth about the world. It might be that, just as a result of this constraint, even the best science in the long run will wind up with false conclusions. Second, methodological naturalism may induce people to cling to ideas that are unsupported, or actually contradicted, by the evidence. If a person refuses to question the doctrine of universal common ancestry simply because it is the best naturalistic explanation available, even though fossils cannot provide evidence for it and the molecular evidence is inconsistent with it, at least at the level of the major domains of life, then that person is no longer engaged in the activity most of us think of as science, namely, determining which hypotheses best fit the evidence. The same could be said of a person who insists that macroevolution is just an extrapolation of microevolution, simply because that is the best naturalistic explanation, even though the evidence from living organisms strongly suggests that it's not true.